This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings to you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Back in 1964, Bob Dylan had a song called The Times They Are A-Changin'. That, of course, was performed in that very unique Bob Dylan way. Today, that probably needs to be downloaded by some Democrats and some liberals. But I sort of doubt they're actually going to do that, or if they did, that they would listen to it. Because, as they say, none are so blind as them that will not to see. Here we are, a month and two weeks past the election, and they still don't get it. And they've lost three times now. And we're still hearing the litany of worn-out excuses. We didn't get our message out. The Russians did it. The FBI did it. Bernie Sanders' supporters betrayed us. Black Americans didn't vote. The election was stolen. Hillary won the popular vote, albeit with massive voter fraud, which Detroit is only the tip of the iceberg with its 120% voter turnout in many Democrat precincts. Trump's supporters did get their message out. We are middle America. We are the people who make things. Question here that the liberals could not answer, that they didn't even see a way to think of answering or looked at it as a question to begin with. Why are we being squeezed out of our jobs and our culture and our country? And why do you sneer at us? After decades of indoctrination in the public schools and universities, you've got a population of newly minted liberals. They fill the big cities and the coast, feeling entitled to win elections, even when they don't vote. Merely disagreeing with them incites them to anger and sometimes to violence, although that's a story for another day. Thus, they rarely, if ever, hear what we conservatives have to say. They vilify this. If you respect unborn life, you're labeled a woman hater. If you're weary of your child's school being overcrowded with illegal and illiterate aliens, you are a hater. If you lose your job to a foreigner, they regard you as an angry white bigot. They simply cannot fathom the depth of despair that would have infiltrated on our nation or been inflicted on our nation by a Hillary presidency. They cannot begin to imagine why we could possibly object to rules that would require our daughters, but not Obama's or Chelsea's, to shower with boys in the high school locker room. They consider it their right to have abortions performed on our minor daughters without our consent, without even being informed. Merely seeing the word Trump written in chalk on a college campus sidewalk results in a call to police to find and punish those who wrote this one-word hate speech, and then they run to their safe spaces. Memo to the snowflakes, this planet is not a safe space. The terrorists will find you. They can't wait to find you, and then they're going to kill you. The times are changing, and the rules have been rewritten. You who thought you were the future have suddenly become the past. And if you cannot open your ears and listen to what's going on with us, our plight, as Dylan said, admit the waters around you have grown. You better start swimming because you could sink like a stone. They just don't quite get it. Now then, for those of you who are carrying a gun, I have a YouTube channel, and I never, if I'm showing a gun on the YouTube channel, I never do a safety check on the gun. Primarily because the safety checks that, you know, I do the safety check off camera. And then whenever I lay down the gun, I'm doing the safety check or the brass check or what do you want to call it. I do it, and I do that because I look at a gun. A gun is a very dangerous thing. Now, if you handle it with a degree of respect, it's going to be just fine. But if you're out there and you're handling it with no respect whatsoever, it can bite you. It can bite you. But how many times, I mean, there are a lot of people who accidentally have a accidental discharge or a negligent discharge who know exactly what they're doing. They've done it millions of times, and still it happens. Sometime here, as an example, let's see. There was a mishap that occurred during the presentation of a pistol as part of a live fire exercise. Drawing from concealment from a strong side inside the waistband belt holster, the shooter's lightweight shirt got between his strong side hand and the grip of the pistol. As the pistol cleared the holster, the fabric of the entangled shirt started pulling on the pistol, retarding the draw sequence. Manual safety was pushed into the off position. This was a 1911. And a finger obviously made contact with the trigger well before it should have. This was a relatively minor physical wounding. But the shooter reported that the emotional part of it, where, you know, it could have been much worse, still sticks with him. And that's understandable. Guns, you can reduce a, you know what? You can reduce a lot of risk by training. And you can be told by certain, and any instructor, there's lots of instructors that will say, handle guns this way and nothing bad will ever happen. That's something you should never believe. You should never believe that. Never believe that. Run from them. Risk cannot be eliminated, no matter how careful you are, no matter how safe you try to be, no matter what kind of guns you select, nor in what condition you keep them, risk of unintentional discharge is always present. So, handle guns this way. Don't believe that. What you need to know about that is that safety and readiness are always mutually antagonistic. The more ready your gun is, the less safe. The more safe, the less ready. You can't have it both ways. That is the way of the gun. That is the way of those of us that carry a gun as a self-defense operator. Today's pistols represent 6,000 years of painful weapons evolution. They are as safe as it is possible to make a gun and still have a reasonably useful part of it for its intended purpose. And a gun in a high state of readiness is eminently dangerous, and you should treat it as such. Don't look for a risk-free way to keep and bear arms. Understand that you are carrying a weapon, and conversely, significant risk also attaches to not keeping nor bearing arms. So there's no risk-free living. Know it. Learn it. Live it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridal leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right. All right. Merry Christmas to you. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Well, since November the 8th, the Hillary Clinton Democrats have lost three times now. They've lost the election, they lost the recounts, and they lost the Electoral College. And Republicans can again be winners in 2020, only if they keep their promises. So, coming from the New York Post, Michael Goodwin, he wrote about the Democratic blame game and mischief making. He said, because they are doomed to fail, we could be witnessing the death throes of the Democratic Party as we know it. With Obama and the Clintons encouraging the attempted theft of an election they lost and failing to denounce intimidation and death threats against Trump electoral voters, most Americans have reason to consider the Dems a dead letter. Well, that's right now. One thing I have noticed out of the American voting populace is sometimes it can be fickle. So it would be quite good if, we could allow Trump to succeed. Mr. Goodwin continues, yet the final verdict on 2016 depends on Trump's performance as president. If he delivers jobs, and peace through strength abroad, he will forge a new governing consensus and remake the political landscape, which I think he's done already to a large degree. Then he goes on to describe the multitude of challenges ahead, both international and domestic. Now, against that dark reality, it is reasonable to worry that the nation is on the verge of a crack-up, but there's also a possibility that America is on the verge of a new greatness. And it's up to Trump. The ultimate outsider and a historic disruptor, he bears some responsibility for the polarization. But victory presents him with an opportunity to make government work for the people instead of the other way around. So Trump must not only keep his promises to his supporters, but he has to also prevail over the detractors and the critics in his own party. And chief among those critics has been the establishment wing of the Republican Party. John Fund, writing at National Review, contends that the Trump temperament cost him upscale Republican voters in key suburbs. Well, no, it didn't. It cost him because all of these guys didn't support him like they said they would. But he writes, to solidify his reelection chances, he will have to overcome their doubts with policy successes that assuage their concerns about his rough edges. He didn't win with it last time, Fund. Fund focuses on the Bush family as a source and a symptom of his lack of support among the Washington insider wing of his party. He writes, much of Trump's weakness with upscale suburban Republicans can be traced to the hostility of the Bush family. They've viewed Trump's primary victory as a hostile takeover of the party they had long dominated. I don't see how we call this dominating. H.W. could only muster one term, and then he got turned out. George W. almost lost it the first time around. And Jeb spent $125 million on less than 4% in polling. How is that a dynasty? Well, this is coming from the National Review now. Remember that. Just because I'm quoting them doesn't mean I'm sitting back going, well, an unimpeachable source. His piece recounts the no votes against Trump from both Bush presidents, along with two open letters signed during the presidential campaign by the various former Bush administration officials, declaring that Trump is not qualified for office. Fun quotes from Trump's statement in response to one letter. They are nothing more than the failed Washington elite looking to hold on to their power, and it's time they are held accountable for their actions. That's true. Fund is giving a little. See, some of these Republicans are beginning to act like, okay, we won when they didn't win. The Republicans didn't win. Trump won. Now, Trump received no support from the Bush wing. And Fund contends that Trump owes nothing to the Bush barnacles either. He writes, any other president-elect would have been under enormous pressure to bring in former Bush officials to staff cabinet agencies with safe, don't rock the boat appointees. Trump has a very eclectic mix of people coming in. He's got high-powered business leaders, he's got retired generals, and he's got bureaucracy busters. And rather than appease the Bush Republicans, Trump can build his on his support from the blue-collar voters. Trump doesn't need the Bush Republicans. Glenn writes, in keeping with his promises to these supporters, he'll probably aim to renegotiate trade deals without touching off trade wars, clear away barriers to job creation, and reassert American leadership overseas. For someone who needs to solidify his political standing for 2020, succeeding on these policies would represent the best possible political revenge against the Bushes and his many other critics. As Mr. Goodwin observes, Trump is nominating very accomplished people to his cabinet, and many Republican orthodoxies are already being tossed overboard with people, you know, Sessions at Justice, Mattis at Defense, Tom Price at Health and Human Services, Scott Pruitt, Environmental Protection, Mick Mulvaney, House Budget, or the Budget Office. I mean, he's picking some decent people. The other thing, though, that I find interesting, most interesting right now, that the press is doing, the New York Post, National Review, we just got done, guys, and already they're looking to 2020, which I looked at this particular piece for that almost as much for what they were talking about. That interests me a great deal. And having said that, well, I don't know what to think. I don't know why we've got it. Why do we need to look to 2020 right now today? That's because these guys are just animals and they don't know how to live. Don't know how to live. He's got a lot of excellent nominees coming to see him. I've got no problems with most of them. Romney, I'm completely unimpressed by. I believe that Trump fully intends to do exactly what he said during the campaign. And let's look at what he has done at this particular point. He has sent the Clinton dynasty packing. Once again, I don't understand how that's called a dynasty either. Bill Clinton got elected twice. Hillary got elected to be a senator once. And that's it. How's that a dynasty? And the Democrats have lost big time. And as Trump would say, big league. In 30 days, the Obama family with a bunch of lays around the neck, but they will be in the rearview mirror. We're actually off to a pretty good start, just, you know, right now, this minute, all things considered in and of itself. Not bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the longness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
I do so hate autoplay.
Fox News, can you get rid of that, please? Welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
They are running so many specials right now. Do yourself a favor and go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This whole idea of this Russian hacking is a really good example. While they're out there talking about fake news, this is a very good example of fake news. And it's also a really good example of the disappearance of investigative journalism. So for those of you that are reporting on this, for all of the main players talking about this like it is something big, all right, I'm going to help you out with a little bit of a primer here. So here's a few easy questions. For the CIA, President Obama, and spokeshole Josh Earnest, since you all say specifically that the Russians did the hacking, that Putin was directly involved, and that you know that it was for the specific intent to elect Trump, why did you refuse to send anyone to the House committee to show them what you have? For President Obama, Earnest, James Comey, and Loretta Lynch, you were unable to determine if Hillary had the intent to break national security laws, despite the facts that Hillary intentionally had the server set up, intentionally did not use a State Department email, and obviously knew that classified documents had to go through her computer, intentionally destroyed thousands of documents, intentionally refused to meet with and take questions from the IG, despite laws that she cooperated, and intentionally lied throughout. So why should we believe that you can determine the intent of whoever hacked the Democratic National Committee was to help Trump? Then for the reporters themselves, some questions for you, hacks. Why would Putin and Russia want someone new since they were allowed to expand their power tremendously the past 8 years? Let's look at a few of the Easter eggs that Obama, Kerry, Obama, and, you know, Clinton did for Russia. We had the famous reset button by Hillary in 2009, and almost as soon as Obama took office, he backed away from a commitment to put up missile defense shields in Poland and the Czech Republic to appease Russia. Hillary and the Obama administration allowed the sale of a substantial share of American uranium reserves to the Russians. Now, of course, this involved a large amount of money to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton family. Putin knew that Bill and Hillary had gotten fabulously rich, not by producing anything or creating jobs, but by selling political favors throughout their adult lives. So why wouldn't he want Hillary, who has proven to be so pliable? In March of 2012, Obama told Medvedev of Russia that he would have more flexibility if he was reelected. In October 2012, Obama made fun of Mitt Romney for saying that Russia was dangerous and smirked at him. The 80s called and want their foreign policy back, and the media went along with Obama. So reporters, why would Putin want Trump? Now, for some reason, most of the media really don't care what Obama and Hillary have actually said and done with and about Russia the last 8 years. But somehow, Trump is the problem. Right now, you can see Mark Ruffalo, the actor, who is famous for being CGI'd up to being the Hulk, which makes me wonder if you can really call somebody an actor if you're a CGI character. But that's all beside the point. He's out there saying that the problem with Syria and all the violence out there is Trump's fault, even though Trump has not yet set a policy. That won't happen until January the 21st. So, now, as for interfering in elections, our State Department spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to influence the Israeli elections. President Obama told Great Britain that if they passed Brexit, they would have to move back to the back of the queue in trade. Could that be considered interference? Obama has talked tremendously tough policies worldwide. He drew that red line. Then he repeatedly told Assad to cut it out. He's told Iran they better cut it out when interfering in Aleppo and elsewhere. Now we learned that at the G20 summit in September, he told Putin personally to cut out that on the hacking and said they saw no evidence they hacked after that. I'd like to see the evidence they have that they were hacking before that. I'd like to see the before and the after evidence. And this cut it out policy has not worked very well since Obama told the says the world respects the U.S. more than it did 8 years ago. I would have to ask where. And reporters who just repeat the Democrat talking points, which is most of them, and pretend that these are factual, these guys are worthless. They're not worth their suits. They're not worth the skin they're standing in. Now they pretend they will monitor themselves for fake news. Yeah. This is like saying, this is like looking at the House of Representatives and saying, we want you guys to vote for term limits. So they're going to monitor themselves for fake news. That's a joke. Journalists need to become curious again. Now, I hope and I believe that Trump will change Obama's cut it out policy. And then the U.S. actually may be stronger in 4 years instead of pretending to be stronger, as Obama says. I believe we will know when the media has its curiosity gene back and have renewed their investigative skills when some of them actually ask how we can have record cold temperatures if CO2, human activities, and fossil fuels cause warming. Repeating talking points to support an agenda and saying the science is settled proves nothing. There's no value involved in that. It involves no actual intelligence. These are minor birds. Everything coming from the left is a sound. Somebody puts the sound together. I don't know who they are. Well, I suspect I know who they are. I mean, you look at Axelrod, some of these other guys, Plouffe, some of these guys that are out there that are actually doing a little bit of thinking behind the scenes that are not really interested in being in office. They just want to help people get into office. That's probably where some of these ideas come from. But the issue here is credibility, which it's gone in most cases with most of these people I'm talking about. The mainstream media has no credibility. Do you guys understand that? You don't have any credibility. You sitting back and acting like nothing's happened. Something has happened. You're supposed to have all this data at your disposal. You're supposed to have all of these people with all of this experience at working for you. And yet, you're so blind to an agenda that you wish to have so badly that you did not see what was happening in the country that you report in. And that part is what kills you. And it doesn't surprise me at all. This is something I've seen coming a long time ago. I'm surprised you didn't see it coming, though, because you have more facilities and resources at your disposal than I do. That's all beside the point. All of these, in the next 4 years, I'll make a prediction, in the next 4 years, climate change is going to give way to what are we going to do about this next ice age we got coming? And we're going to turn ISIS into a bunch of moving targets. And we're going to see some stuff coming back to America. Certainly not going to be a lot. It's going to be a trickle, but it's going to start something. That will be monumental because it means we're stopping everything right where it is and starting to spin the wheel the other way. That is monumental. This means America is actually maybe on a course to right itself. This will be splendid. It will be splendid. Right now, coming when we get back, can Merkel in Germany save lives by outlawing Christmas? Huh?
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right. Excuse me. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be speaking with Laura Carno. She is the one that is taking the FASTER program to Colorado. And we're going to talk about how she got it there and a few other things she's got going on there as well. We know now that it was probably a radical Muslim, a Pakistani, according to reports, who drove into a Christmas market in Berlin, killing at least 12 people and injuring dozens more. If just trying to put myself into the head of the of Merkel, for me this question arises as I'm out there trying to figure out how to fix things. Should Germany outlaw Christmas? Because it was a Christmas market that triggered the attacker. And even if the attacker wasn't triggered by the Christmas market, such gatherings of Christians make them an easy target for Muslim attackers. So maybe I should keep them from assembling together. Given that she has imported millions of Muslims into Germany, shouldn't she be working to remove any basis under which a fundamentalist Muslim could be triggered into attacking an ordinary German? Well, she could start that by outlawing Christmas. Then from there, you got to get rid of the selling of pork and alcohol. So, of course, that means those marvelous German breweries are going away. Then schools and pools and public facilities should be segregated. Women should be required to dress modestly with hijabs and, if not, burqas. Some of that sounds sort of stupid, preposterous to you. It's the natural progression that results from importing millions of people who are hostile to your countrymen and to your culture into your country, Merkel. If Merkel isn't going to stop admitting Muslims, and she's not, and if she's not going to deport them in any significant numbers, and she's not, and if she's, you know, she's just been renominated to the head of the party for the next election, which she has, the logical conclusion is that she should see her mission as doing her best to accommodate radical Islam. And make no mistake,
These deaths and the other murders and rapes caused in Germany by Middle Eastern Muslims are directly caused by Ms. Merkel's policies of open borders. And the German people must be approving of them because they keep re-electing her as chancellor and keep renominating her to head her party. That's what they want, and that makes me just bawl. I lived in Germany for 3 years. It was still West Germany when I lived in Germany. I loved Germany. Loved it. It was a beautiful country. I'm sorry. You know, one of the biggest things I hate, I was in Bamberg, and downtown Bamberg is right on something called the Regnitz River, and such an old metropolitan area. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of years old, and I was walking around looking for the McDonald's. I was walking around lamenting I couldn't see the football games. I never soaked up the culture. I never soaked up the history. I regret that to this day. Although I am hearing that there's a Norwegian Airlines that is going to start doing connecting flights at very small airports, and we'll see if they spread out across the country for $69 one way. I would take my chances to go back there, I think, just to see that country. But then again, it's not the same country I left in 1987. I'm sorry I know their history. In the 1980s, there were still guys that had been in the German army. In the villages I lived in Strulendorf, and I never got the name of this one right. I think it was Kirchheik or something like that. And I was stationed in Bamberg, as I say. And these two cities, one was on one side and one was on the other side. And it was great. It was a great time to be there. By the way, if you were to take and compare this and contrast the statements of Donald Trump and Barack Obama on this, Trump immediately blamed Islamic terrorists. Obama gave his sympathies but studiously avoided naming the source. He might as well have been giving his sympathies to the victims of a flood or tornado. Now, one day there's going to be killings by some blonde guys from Sweden, without a doubt. Okay? That's going to happen. They may be operating in the name of radical Episcopalians. However, they will not have been imported into Sweden by the millions. They will not, I do not understand how the European continent, that the European Union, is sitting back and looking at hundreds and thousands of years of culture that is theirs, and just letting it get swamped by a culture that is a contagion. I don't get it. I do not get it. And I'm never going to get it because, like I said, that was a splendid place in the 1980s. I worked with a splendid unit. I was in a splendid battalion. I was in a splendid brigade. I was in the 1st Armored Division. I think I was in the 3rd Brigade. Was it the 1st Brigade? I was in 154 Mechanized Infantry. Our mission was on the East German border. We never had to fight those guys because, of course, they were never really an opponent. And it turns out, the unfortunate thing that it turns out to be is that the biggest opponent of the German people is the German government. Because they're importing all of this other stuff. I know that there are some German people that don't like this, but why would they keep renominating Merkel with everything that she does? So, I would love you. You know what I'd like to see? As much as it would pain me to know that the one place in Europe that I have lived would be going away, I would like to see France and Italy pull out of the EU and leave Germany alone atop the pile of the big countries in the EU. Let them have it. Let them run it. Let them import as many fighting age Islamists as they want into the country, and let's see what happens. Gun-free zone, oh yeah. And the Germans are going to want, I think they're buying a bunch of, they're buying pepper spray and other things because they can't have lethals. They got to have non-lethals.
It vexes me to sit back and think about it. And listen, here's the thing. We have a vested interest in seeing that Germany stays strong because we spent trillions of dollars defending that country since World War II. We've spent trillions of dollars maintaining a military presence in that country since World War II. We have as much of an interest in that country remaining true to itself as they do, and yet nobody seems to care. It'll be interesting to see what Trump does when he gets in there. Maybe he will care. I don't know. I hope he does. I truly do. Now, if you are as anxious as I am to see something that I refer to as the national recognition of your right to carry a gun with you after you've been vetted in your home state to carry a gun and go anywhere in the country that you would please, I want you to take the time to email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Your email address is not going to be given out. It's not going to be used for solicitation or anything else. This is all going to be presented as a bushel of evidence, if you will, to the executive branch when they take office late next month, because we're pushing for national reciprocity, national recognition, whatever you want to call it. We're pushing for that now. And no, I'm not worried about nullifying states' rights. Don't listen to that part of it too much. States' rights do not supersede your civil rights. Okay? I'm not a legal mind. I need to get Roger Katz on here from Arbalest Quarrel, but this is a Arbalest Quarrel lock and load thing. But anyway, coming up next, Laura Carnile. Faster approach.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.